Hello guys, happy Wednesday. Thank you for joining us on our Wednesday wind down. I am Suze Hill and I've got my bestie's husband next to me. Brown water, brown sticks. We call him Coach, but, or Johnny, whichever. Actually, his wife calls him Johnny, but, he is Coach to us, and he is my whiskey connoisseur, and we are going to do a live whiskey tasting tonight because you guys voted for whiskey, and that's
Thank
what we're
God.
Doing. Yes, that's what we're doing tonight. So we're going to start out with some amazing four delicious bourbon whiskeys, and like I said earlier, it's an interactive taste testing. So we're going to start with one of our favorites. But first, do you want to share anything?
Let's talk a little bit. Give everybody a little chance to maybe roll in and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we have four whiskeys that we're going to do. We kind of had we had an injury early in the game. And so we got rid of the Evan Williams Bottle and Bond and went straight to the Chicken Cock. Now, I know not everybody has that, and it's such a great name, and it's so fun to say.
And did we get a laugh from anybody, please?
maybe there'll be a giggle eventually.
Comment or give us a laughy face or something if you got a kick out of the Chicken Cock whiskey that we're going to drink tonight.
So the plan is that we are going to sip through four different whiskeys, kind of talk a little bit about them, but Suze and I just basically enjoy drinking the brown water, and so it'll be kind of fun just to see what goes down.
Yes, ladies, you can drink whiskey too. It's not just for the men, and it's delicious.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
You never can go wrong. Well, you can, but anyway, I try not to. But you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. So the first one that we're going to go with is the Long Branch, and I was kind of hoping by now maybe Matthew McConaughey may have joined us.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, I'm
Shout
sure
out
he's busy.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's down there in Austin, you know, just doing his thing, just probably having to enjoy the kids and trying to take care of them. And
he said he likes drives today on his post, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He was in his car with some do-rag on.
Hopefully he's getting green lights.
Maybe he's getting green lights. That's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down in Austin, I don't know. You see a lot of red lights, but hopefully he's getting green lights.
Yeah, for sure. So the Long Branch, for those that don't really know anything about it, it's a wild turkey brand that it's basically a straight bourbon whiskey that's aged for 8 years, so they say. And then they finish it off in oak and then Texas mesquite. And that's where Matthew McConaughey came in and kind of wanted to have his own whiskey there through Wild Turkey. And I shouldn't say his own, it's still a Wild Turkey brand. But he is the first person other than Jimmy Russell or Eddie Russell that has his name on the actual
label
itself. So, with that being said, this is going to be our first one that we go through. Charcoal filtered, or as they put it, charcoal refined. Jack Daniel's is a charcoal filtered whiskey. And, you know, there's obviously things that people talk about with that as well. The mash bill. So what is a mash bill? Well, it's basically the soup that makes the bourbon. And this particular brand, Long Branch, is 75% corn, 13% rye, and 12% malted barley, which really all it does to me is just say, we're going to have some corn. So we look forward to trying this.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's the first time we've ever had this. That's how we're going to treat it. ladies first, obviously. Give her a little pour there. Kind of was kind of hoping Sue's husband would come on just to see what it was like, you know, when he's out of town.
Yeah. He'll be here. He said he's joining us. So anyway, cheers.
So cheers to this. So this will be our first little sipper that we're going to do.
So this is a mesquite and oak, or what are we smelling or tasting here?
So on this one, the mesquite is kind of what they finish it off in. I don't really pick that up.
I think it's one of my favorites. Besides, what do I usually drink that I like?
Well, anytime you come over here, you're gonna get Elijah Craig.
Oh, Elijah Craig, yeah, that's true.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm. This is really good. And this, ladies, if you are first timers to drinking whiskey and you like to do it neat. And neat means without any ice, just in a sipper glass like this. So if you like to drink things neat, or any kind of liquor neat, this is a good one to start with, because it's only
86
proof. So the proof, the lower the proof, the easier to drink, right? So it doesn't burn as much going down. This is a good one. It's a good sipper. Now, I guess I can be critical. I mean, I'm not tied to any of these or anybody. I'm not promoting any brand or anything like that. We are just doing this for fun because we enjoy it. But this one, it's not as tasty as some of the others that I've tasted before. Is it Jim Beam that I like too? I think there's some Jim Beam that I like, that I really enjoy drinking. Evan Williams and Jim Beam. You know, those are basics, but they're really good quality, inexpensive bourbon whiskeys or whiskeys. And I still don't know whether to call it bourbon or a whiskey. So anyway, I'll just call it whiskey. But this does not... this isn't as impressive as some of the other whiskeys that I've drank. So I don't know. I'll just leave it there. My mom said Jim Beam Black. Yes, ma'am.
That's good information though too. And ladies, as you drink this, you're going to get different flavors. Mm-hmm. There's not a wrong way to taste.
No.
There's not a wrong flavor. You're going to pick up what you are expecting to pick up, or maybe what your taste buds are showing you. I was just listening to her as I have dogs. I've got to feed my dog. Mm-hmm. It's important. But as I'm kind of sipping on this today, it tastes a lot different than it has in the past. Mm-hmm. And again, you're talking about a bottle that's, you know, at the halfway point.
Yeah.
It's been open for a while. Sometimes the oxygen levels in the bottles can cause flavors to change up. A lot of times at my house, when I open it, I probably try to go through it. I don't try to drink it all, but I try to get it done because I don't want it to lose that flavor. So we'll take another sip.
Yeah, and again, I don't know a whole lot about whiskey and flavors. I do know certain ones that I enjoy drinking. This one, I don't taste... very much like the vanilla, like the caramely, vanilla-y, cinnamony flavors that I get in some other whiskeys that I drink. And I think that's what I like about those other whiskeys, is I love that vanilla, that hint of vanilla, or that hint of caramel, or that hint of cinnamon in their particular whiskeys. And like I said, I don't get that with this. I just get like it's just like a basic, I don't know, to me, and I know it's not basic. I do think Long Branch is a great brand. I just don't get like a good neat, to drink it neat. I don't get a good flavor with it. So I would rather like maybe add something. Well, I don't know. I don't drink whiskey with anything else in it. But
well, we make pretty good old fashioned.
Yes. Okay. The old fashions. Yes.
you know, the tasting notes say that it has like the subtle hints of a smoky sweetness. Mm. You know, I don't pick up much smokiness. Daniel, Sue's husband, doesn't like smoky. Mm-hmm. Doesn't like any of that kind of stuff. So
right. This
is one of his favorite sippers. So I know that the smoke isn't there for him.
Right.
Or he wouldn't drink it.
Hey, obviously. Ash. Hey, Natalie. Thanks for joining, guys. Yeah. Hey, Abigail, if you're still on. Good to see you on.
So as far as the Long Branch goes, and not to step on toes.
What's the price point for Long Branch?
So the Long Branch price point runs in Texas, in Fort Worth, where we're from, $35 to $40, depending on where you're going to specs.
I think we go to specs usually.
Total wine, goody-goody. So
we
have a lot of...
$3 or $2 or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's part of specs anyway.
$3.
$3 or $2.
When you're drunk. $2
there
on
you
the
go.
Other
I'm
side.
Not drunk.
No. We're live.
Hi, Jesse.
So, you know, the Long Branch to me is... It doesn't have much body to it. It is definitely a smooth sipper. It's something that maybe if you're kind of hanging out and want to, as we call it, a long drink, it might not be a bad idea. The proof in alcohol is lower. It's easy to sip. Maybe enjoying with some friends and just kind of chatting over it. But personally, I would probably pass on Long Branch. We're getting to stuff. A little bit later on that is in my wheelhouse, and it makes me excited.
We're getting to the exciting stuff. Oh, Jesse said hi.
Oh, hi, Jess. So next, and this is going to be a first for everybody involved.
Yes.
What is that, Suze?
It's chicken cock.
What?
Can you believe the name, guys? When Brian said we were going to try this, actually, it was one of the ones we substituted for the other.
Yeah,
it's
for
so
the
funny.
Injured
so
individual.
Show us your emojis, guys. You've got to be laughing right now because it's a funny name.
So, supposedly, the story
pretty bottle,
on.
Though.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bottle.
You
I know it's kind
it
of difficult.
Like a, yeah, you can. It looks like a chicken coop or chicken wire. It's a
and
real pretty bottle.
It's got a nice little cock. On the back there. That's just a guy thing. Anyway, but it's a straight bourbon whiskey, okay? And so it's one of these that I'm interested in. The Dad's Drinking Bourbon did a podcast on this a long time ago. Shout out to the Dad's Drinking Bourbon. And this is new to Texas. This is not something that you could get all the time, and we were... Obviously, lucky. I go shopping at liquor stores quite often. Probably shouldn't. A lot of times, I just walk away. But you know, but it's supposed to be one of the oldest brands in the U.S. And it was established in 1856 in Paris, Kentucky. I don't know where Paris, Kentucky is. I'm sure they have an Eiffel Tower, just like Paris, Texas. I'm sure it's pretty awesome. But it was supposed to be a staple in the Prohibition era speakeasies. And obviously the bottle itself is
gorgeous.
Is something to think about.
This has never been opened. We are literally trying this for the first time. He has never opened this bottle. We literally just opened it a second ago, so.
and it's supposed to be the famous old brand.
Yeah.
Now, you know, to me that doesn't mean anything, but it says that it was famous in the Cotton Club. So that would be something from back in the day
20s.
As well.
Is that back in the 20s?
And it died off, this brand died off after World War II. Obviously, during that time, World War II, they weren't making alcohol for drinking. They were trying to build tanks and get stuff ready for the soldiers and all that kind of fun stuff. We're not in here for a history lesson. We're in here to drink. So, we're going to try this. It says it's a grain to barrel.
Okay.
So... Obviously, if we've done some more reading, we may have figured out what it was exactly.
A last-minute add to our...
Yes.
Which, you know, there's a plethora of whiskeys we could have chosen. Hey,
yeah.
Who knows? We may stay after and do more than just four. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. All right.
Hoping for a snow day.
Yeah. For us educators. Okay. All right. Let's taste this.
So
do I need to taste water before I do from the last time, or am I good?
You can. We've been talking enough.
Yeah,
I think it matters.
I think I'm okay.
You know, while Suze does that, I'll drink a sip of water.
Okay. It's a little bit stronger. So it's a little bit higher proof than your Long Branch. Mm-hmm. And what's the proof, Brian?
Proof is 90 proof. So okay. We went up 4 points.
Okay.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
But one that is noticeable. A lot of times you'll find 90 to 95 proof. Yeah. Is where everything's going to be a little bit stronger.
It is a little bit stronger. I do get that. Mm-hmm. I as far as taste, I am, like I said, I'm not really good at taste. How much is the chicken cock?
Chicken cock was a little more expensive because it's not
cheers,
a brand.
Cheers, baby. We miss
here.
You.
Hey, what up, bro? We'll wave at you.
Yeah. Waving.
Yay.
We're drinking chicken cock.
Yeah. Hey, you might need to see it. Your wife is drinking cock. Nah, just messing. Mm-hmm. So,
decent.
The thing that we want to talk about a little bit too is, yes, we are doing a tasting.
Yeah.
It is a man and a woman doing a tasting. Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot of fun because I really feel like a woman's palate is way more refined than us to a man. I don't pick up a lot of things, and she picks up a lot of different nuances and stuff like that.
Yeah, and this one I don't as much. If I saw something that I was supposed to taste, if I saw the notes and I saw what I was supposed to be looking for, then maybe I would. I'm not really good at pulling it out, except for some of the ones, like I was saying earlier, some of the ones that have that hint of vanilla or cinnamon or caramel taste to the bourbon. I get that right away in most whiskeys. This, I don't know. What do you taste?
Well, so that's the other thing with it being a fresh open bottle. It really tastes amazing.
Does it need to breathe like a wine does?
And it's funny you say that. Sometimes if you let them sit for a little while, it gets itself opened up. You start getting some of the oxygen in on it, and it's tasty.
Is that better?
Oh yeah, we're fine.
Okay. Well, he was saying scoot the camera back. Okay, there we go.
So tasting this, and I think we kind of jumped ahead a little bit.
Oh yeah, sorry.
But Susan and I kind of wanted everybody to understand a tasting. You can do tastings several different ways. Right now, we're just tasting the whiskeys for what they are. We see them, we understand them, we know what we're tasting. But then you can also go and do a blind tasting where you pour your whiskeys and you number them and then you rank them. I did that a few months ago with some of my guy friends. Had a great time. It was awesome. And so today we're not doing that because we would get lost. We also just want to kind of have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just chat.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm still kind of tasting the chicken cock.
Yeah. It's a
pulling
little bit,
from it.
It is stronger. Even being just that 4 points or 3 points from the Long Branch, it's definitely stronger. I like the flavor better than I do the Long Branch. Anyway, it's good, and it is a good. It's a better sipper than Long Branch. So,
and I'm gonna agree. I mean, for me, I like the proof. The proof point's good. Mm-hmm. I pick up a little sweetness, a little honey.
Maybe that. Yeah.
There's a nice flavor to it. It's a little. It doesn't. On the Long Branch, it kind of died a little bit on the tongue.
I was gonna say the
strange.
Long Branch is like watered down. That's kind of weird, and I didn't want to say that. But I was like, it's kind of watered. I don't know. It didn't have a whole lot of flavor. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Remember, people can see what you're saying. Yes.
Chicken cock.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good. I'm very excited that I got it.
Said so often. Hey, Christian.
I wish that
hey,
the
Dr.
guys
Hoyt.
That I heard this from were able to pick up on this and watch, because I would highly recommend Chicken Cock. And not just because it's fun to say the name, but it's pretty tasty. And I would definitely choose this. Now, I know the price point was asked a minute ago. Mm-hmm. The price point on this is upper 40s, low 50s. I'm not real sure if that's good or bad.
Can you get it just about anywhere, or do you have to get it special places?
I just happened to find this at Total Wine.
Oh, okay.
So, in Total Wine, I'm not sure if it is everywhere.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't know who all's joined or who all's here, but that's Total Wines here in Texas, in this area. So, but I highly recommend. I would definitely not be offended.
Yeah, I like it as a sipper. And ladies, don't be scared to try it. Like, I shied away. I still am a big Tito's person. Love my vodka sodas with lime. It's very keto-ish too, but low carb, but so is whiskey. And you wouldn't think that, because you would think that whiskey has a lot of sugar, and it doesn't. The flavors come from and pull from so many other things, and doesn't have a lot of sugar. It's also keto, low carb. So if you're on any special kind of diet or anything like that, whiskey is also a go-to. And ladies, don't shy away from drinking whiskey. When I started trying it, like, I was hooked. And that's why I talk about and want to do whiskey tastings a lot. When we went to New York City, we went to one of the best, or the best, the Flatiron Room and whiskey bars. And it was Brian and his wife and my husband, Daniel. We went and we had the best time, but we drank some amazing whiskeys there. So shout out Flatiron Room, Fine and Rare, Tommy Tardy. Let's get y'all all in there. But and Tommy was gonna try to join us tonight, but he is busy reopening their New York restaurants, which is super awesome for New York City. Sorry about the dogs in the background. Where did you get the what? What are we? We have people talking to us on the interactive. Old fashioned, start with an old fashioned if you're not into the whiskey yet, ladies, or gentlemen for that matter. Old fashions are amazing. Old fashioned does have a little bit of sugar in it, so it's not super keto-ish or low carb, or if you're on any kind of special dietary regimen or lifestyle, it's not one, it's a cheater. You'll have to, you know, and I really enjoy my old fashions. Brian makes a badass one. My husband makes a badass one. And I enjoy them. But I've learned to like drink whiskey neat also. Okay. I'll shut up, Brian. Okay.
Oh, you're fun.
All right. Here we go.
It's awesome.
Sorry. I get carried away.
So between the two, and I know we kind of chatted a little bit about both. Yeah. So both are under $50.
Yeah.
The Long Branch and the Chicken Cock.
And we don't know if you can get Chicken Cock everywhere. So I know Long Branch, Specs, Total Wine, your local.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Yeah, your typical local liquor store will have it, but not sure about that. He did get his at Total Wine if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area.
Walmart, shout out, Starburst Jelly Beans, just in case anybody wants those. In case that's what we're needing these days.
Oh, yeah, we might. Okay, we'll take a little sip of water before we get to Rare Breed, which is another wild turkey brand, guys.
So, we probably didn't think this out fully. We chatted over the Super Bowl weekend as to what and how we were going to do this. Obviously, we had to throw a curveball in and take one out. We had to make a sub because of COVID. And anyway, next, we've got the Wild Turkey Rare Breed. Wild Turkey Rare Breed is 116.8 proof. So we are moving up from 90 to 116, and we're doing it in a real, real fast hurry. So it's a, again.
That's why I have the smaller glass.
Yeah, it's a corn batch. So when we talk about that, it's 75% corn, 13% rye, and 12% malted barley. Very similar to our Wild Turkey Long Branch. The deal with Long Branch is it's only 86 proof. So we're jumping up like 30 proof
Dang.
And still staying in the Wild Turkey brand.
Yep.
So
here we go.
We make sure we're not over pouring here.
Oh no, I my other glasses are over there.
So the rare breed, and they also have a rye, which is a little bit higher proof as well. But when you have the Wild Turkey rare breed barrel proof is they basically don't water it down. They put it from barrel into bottle, and here we go. And the batch is at 116.8. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
There is a neighbor of mine that loves this stuff.
Hey, come join us, by the way.
And I mean, he's just next door.
I mean, hello, you're like right there. Okay, so for people that are going to ask, because I know I've got this before, where do you get these beautiful little, I call them taster glasses. I know that there's a proper name.
Yeah, the Glencairn.
Okay, the Glencairn glass.
Yeah, so the Glencairn glass is set up to where you hold the whiskey in the little bulb, and that way you're supposed to be able to nose it, which means you're smelling it, and then you take a taste, and then you chew it, the Kentucky Chew is what they call it, and you kind of swish it around your mouth, and then kind of let it linger for a little bit, and then
hobbity.
You get your swallow.
Hobbity. Yeah,
hobbity is the world here at Lincoln Park.
Yes, sir. That's good. Good-ish right here.
And this, you're gonna pick out a lot of the flavors that Suze was talking about. And I'll let her wear
I'm
this
trying.
One out.
I just took a little sip, and of course you can't take a super big sip of this because of the proof. It does burn the palate just a tad bit, not much. So don't let that scare you. It's a good thing.
Yes.
I like it, but I don't know what I'm tasting. I'm really bad at that.
Well, and okay, so
unless it has a lot of like something in it that I know.
Yeah, and on these, a lot of times people when they go to nosing their bourbon and stuff, and when it gets to this, they stick their nose down in it, and it's not good because then it messes up your nerves and olfactories and all that kind of stuff, and so it throws off your flavor profile. Well, right now, with this, on the tasting notes that we have.
Does it have orange?
That does have orange and mint hints of that.
Oh, I don't.
And then the sweet tobacco. To me, this is a good sipper. It goes great in an old fashioned. It goes great by itself. It goes great on a big rock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would ever do my ginger and turkey with this. And basically what that is just kind of a highball glass with my whiskey pour, ginger ale, ginger beer, whatever you choose, and then a squirt of lime. So it actually is pretty good.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Yeah, I like it. I like to sip on it for sure. I am not one, and so, you know, I know a lot of people, especially my husband, loves the rock, loves to put a rock or a, you know, cube of ice, a beautiful cube or a round. And I don't like it. I think because I don't like the watered downness of it. I know if you're going to drink whiskey all day long, I think a lot of people do put it on the rock because they need to water it down, especially if you're drinking 100 and, you know, something plus proof, whiskey. But, this is a great sipper to drink neat. And these beautiful little glasses, you can get them at a lot of different places. I know.
Yeah.
Brian's is a little different than mine. If you can see the difference, he's got a, what do you call yours?
So
for the people that are.
Yeah. So mine is actually from the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. I actually got these for my birthday. I did not go to the trail yet. I want to go to the trail. That is a dream.
We are going to the
it's
trail.
Happen.
It will happen.
But supposedly these are the.
Birthday coming up soon.
Yeah, cheers to that. Supposedly these are what they use. So, you know, it could be Amazon jacking me for $40. I don't know. But They're pretty good. They're a nice little glass. You can actually add a rock to it if you want.
Yeah, because it's wide enough. His is wider than mine. Mm-hmm.
And it's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
I like it.
They're both nice. The rare breed is nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so did we go through... It says that it has tones of sweet tobacco, that it has... I love Don Julio. Yeah, but we're not doing a tequila tasting tonight. That's coming. That's coming up this month, in a couple weeks maybe. We'll do a tequila tasting too, and that will... I will definitely have to splurge and go buy some.
I'm really confused right now. is this the 9-year-old or is this the mom that we're talking to? I'm getting confused. Don't throw me off.
What?
Jesse.
Is this his dad?
No.
How would he know about Don Julio?
I don't know.
1947. Or is his mom saying, ask that question?
I don't know.
He's 8. You don't need to be talking about whiskey. Hey, Christian.
Okay.
All right. So, this is really good. I do like rare breed. So, are we done with rare breed? Oh, what's the price point?
So, the price point on the rare breed, it'll run $48 to $52. That's kind of my ballpark.
Okay.
I don't want to get over 50 by very much if I can help it.
Right. Because you can get a good whiskey under $50 for sure.
I have a lot.
Yeah. And you know, like I said,
Elijah Craig, $28, $25 bucks in specs.
And it's so good too.
It's a favorite.
We're not tasting it tonight because we taste it all the time.
All right, so our final one.
Notice I did not finish that. It's really strong, guys.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
We're gonna come back to it.
We gotta
finish.
Yeah. So the last one we've got,
Chattanooga,
is the Chattanooga whiskey. It's a single barrel. It's char number 4. So when they talk char, they're talking about what they did to the barrel. And the barrels, the char 4 is a really burnt barrel. It is 119.9 proof. So it's the highest one we have tonight. This particular one is obviously from Chattanooga. They call it a Tennessee High Malt. And basically what that is, single barrel, is a one-of-a-kind, uncut, unfiltered expression of our signature Tennessee high malt recipe made from a mash of at least 25% specialty grains. Each barrel of our rich malt-forward whiskey was hand-selected for its distinctive character and exceptional quality. I am from Tennessee. I have known about this for several years. And they have just recently, within maybe this last year, started distributing out to Texas.
Nice.
So I found this. This was a hand-selected single barrel that was bottled for Total Wine. And so you can't get this unless you go to Total Wine. So I wasn't going to pass it up. I'm excited that I did not pass it up.
Hey, Alyssa.
Because it is pretty awesome.
Cheers
on
that.
The last
one here. So... I'm supposed to be tasting... I've never tasted this. Obviously, he has. I'm supposed to be tasting a caramel and a honey flavor or hint of either. So, let's see.
And when they talk single barrels, it comes from a single barrel. The people at Total Wine chose this barrel based off of what they had... tasted throughout the day as they were going through the Chattanooga Whiskey Distillery.
Did you say 116 proof?
This is 119. It's almost
119 proof. Almost 120 proof, guys. Ladies, don't be scared. Again, hey, this might be one that you put a cube in. But I don't know. I don't like it. I still like it neat. Sipper, a long night sipper.
Yeah, this is this is nice. There's big to me.
Mm-hmm.
Big caramel.
Yeah.
Real brown sugar.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, the brown sugar. Not, I don't taste much honey, but I guess but it does give it some. Maybe that's where like some of the sweet tones are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
With the honey.
And we don't claim to be the best tasters and the best.
I'm not.
Nosers and the best anything.
Descriptors of a whiskey. I just know what tastes good, and this is good.
We like it, and yeah. It's good.
And it's high in proof. So, these high-proof ones, those aren't necessarily ones that you would want to mix with, like, a Coke, or would you? I mean, if people that
drink... You drink whiskey any way you want
to. I guess so. But, okay, so here's the thing. You would think that most people would... Okay, I'm just going to use it as an example. We didn't drink Jack Daniels, but, like, Jack and Coke. Mm-hmm. It's just an easy go-to at a bar. I want a Jack and Coke. You're not going to say, I want a Chattanooga whiskey and Coke, would you? I mean, at 116 proof?
You know, I...
Or 119 proof?
Maybe. I don't drink Coke. I don't drink soda.
See, I don't either. So that's... I know.
We would suck at that part because we try not to put the sugar intake in as much. But, yeah, I would not mess a single barrel... Or a 12-year-old or an 18-year-old or a 23-year-old.
Jim Beam and Diet, yeah.
Yeah.
Beam and Coke.
I wouldn't, if I came across a bottle of, you know, George Stagg or Thomas Handy, mm-hmm. I probably am going to drink that neat or on a big cube.
Yeah.
Because you want to make it last as long as you can as well. As far as the Chattanooga whiskey, I think if I had to choose today, I'm probably going to Chattanooga, and I'm going to go single barrel, and it is extremely delicious.
It's I'm going to have to say it's the tastiest one, if that's a word. Is tastiest?
Mm-hmm.
Tastiest?
Most tasty.
one of the four that we tried, and I've tried some, like I said, I've tried some good whiskeys,
yeah,
you know, here and at home, and yeah, they're this one definitely by far the strongest, the most has the most taste. It's still burning a little bit in the throat. Long Branch, very watery. It wasn't my fave. Chicken Cock was okay. So they really did get better by proof. I don't know. I mean, are they supposed to get better by proof?
Susan's right on that.
We got you some.
But I'm a high proof person.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like I said, my wheelhouse, Elijah Craig, is 94 proof.
Mm-hmm.
I love
90 and above. Seems to be like the best ones to drink.
I thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah.
And you know, the Elijah Craig barrel proof, it'll range anywhere from, you know, 127 up to 136, I think, is what I've got in there. And it's aged 12 years in a barrel. It's set there. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember a day when you could go into a store and buy an Elijah Craig 12-year-old that was just in the bottle for 25 mm-hmm. bucks. It was aged 12 years. It was 94 proof. It was awesome. And now, obviously, that no longer exists because the demand is so high for this stuff. And it's just crazy. Don't hate the Long Branch. I like the Long Branch.
Yeah. I'm not a hater. It's just, it's not my fave. Yeah.
And you're right. It is delicious.
Yeah.
It has its flavor profile for sure. But I think Daniel, you'll like the Cock when you get it. And we might even put some peanut butter, have a peanut butter Cock. What do you think? Shout out. New drink. Huh?
New one. Hey, which one of these would you use for a mint julep?
Oh,
that's my favorite drink of all time.
Well, I know which one I wouldn't use. Sorry, DJ. But I would not use the Long Branch. No offense. For me, it's probably going to be the Chattanooga.
You want to use a strong one?
Because
it's
of
all
the
on
ice
yeah.
and the mint and the sugar. Because a mint julep has to have the sugar.
Yeah.
And
cheat
it
day.
Would be awesome. Yes. Cheat day hopefully coming soon.
I know, right? Cheers to horse races.
Cheers to
hopefully.
Some damn horse races. Whatever
we
that happens.
We need that in our life. Shout out Proper. Are you getting ready for the horse races? What is it called again?
The Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby. Yeah, duh.
Kentucky Derby with Kentucky bourbon with
I know, right?
Kentucky juleps.
Yeah, you gotta do it with the shaved ice and all.
Oh.
Fort Worth, Magnolia at proper. Oh, your bar to go to during
make it happen.
Yeah, Kentucky Derby.
Make it happen. We are in.
How many years have we been there?
Five.
Yeah. Did we go this last year? I guess.
No.
Mm-mm.
Because we were shut down because of the COVIDs.
So this year we're counting on you, proper. And
stay strong.
Yes.
Outdoor dining. Outdoor drinking.
Yeah, we've got D Hills in. I know Michelle will be in. I know we'll have a bunch of people in. Amanda, if she's still on. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the love.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Is there anything, like, what else? I know we have got some more stuff to talk about. What time is it? Oh, we've been on for 40 minutes. Yeah. What do you know, man?
Well, and drinking is fun. Yeah. You know, and you can go back and redo these mm-hmm. and revisit. And I am going to do that. I do want to hit that because, and I will say why. I arranged these to where we would go from light to heavy because I didn't want to ruin the palate. That's mm-hmm. why we had to forego the cinnamon tonight.
Yeah, the cinnamon vanilla.
Because I'm telling you right now, that stuff is the bomb. But that's all we would have tasted the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's true.
But for as far as the Long Branch goes, shout out.
Yeah.
And Matthew, I know that you're going to see this.
We do love you.
And you're going to check it out.
Yes. And I love Green Lights, by the way.
I mean, there's yeah, nothing
your
wrong
local
with
bars.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the local bars need it. And as I was saying earlier, Daniel, I don't know if you heard... The Flatiron Room is reopening Sunday. So, quick trip to NYC before you get busy.
We can't drive, though. We'll have to figure that out.
Can't drive. Got a quick
then little... We'll have to quarantine yep. for 4 days.
Quick little flight over to NYC, Manhattan. And, hey, I'd do a red eye. We could fly
just
in.
Fly in, fly out.
Drink,
right?
Fly out. Let's do it. It sounds like fun.
This is real similar to how our last trip got to New York. Yeah. I think we were drinking together in your apartment.
Possibly,
and
yeah.
And y'all were like, hey, we're going to New York. Mm-hmm. And then Michelle and I jumped on the NYC
yeah,
bandwagon.
Like, yeah, heck yeah, man. Why not? Why not do it? NYC, man.
B, the Long Branch isn't bad, babe.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Okay, so... Like I said, our sizes are different, but he has not finished any of his, and I have. Am I drinking too much?
So that's where we need to talk about tasting. So when you do a tasting, you always want empty. To leave a little bit and come back to it.
Okay,
so,
see, and I didn't know that part. I was just like, hey, let's drink. Come on.
And hey, there's nothing wrong with that either. But sometimes you may want to go back and investigate, especially.
Yeah.
And this is a side note because this is what Suze was asking me earlier.
Yeah.
When you're doing a blind, you want to, if you have three or four or five, however many you're doing, I would not recommend more than that.
But
if you are doing that and you are having a blind tasting, you want to go through them all. And then you want to go back and revisit because
sometimes... Oh, so you do want to keep in your...
Yeah, especially if you're blind.
I gotcha.
Because you're going to make a decision on which one you like. We could have gone through these four and then I still feel like we would have really enjoyed the Chattanooga.
Yeah.
But I've come back to visit Long Branch and it's got that subtleness. It's got that sipping ability to where I'm like, you know what? I could kick back with this for a little while.
This is rare breed. I left some in there, and you're right. I do like it.
Yeah.
I mean, even coming back to it, at what is it, 116, you say?
116.
Yeah.
And that's not, it sounds ridiculous, but it's really not.
Was
it's,
this a 2 ounce pour? You
no,
think?
No, we're doing one
less,
ounce.
Oh, yeah. 1 ounce pour. So don't worry, Dee. Not drinking too much. And I just have to walk upstairs, so it's no big deal. But, yeah, I just a 1 ounce pour. So I didn't even get that much. But I did like coming back to the rare breed. I think
okay.
you're right on that.
Hold on. Where's it?
Because I don't know.
Okay,
but
so
it's gone.
I know this is sad.
Okay.
But
let's try it again.
Well, it's
and maybe I'll like the Long Branch now that
no,
I'm
I that you're going to be surprised with.
Oh, the chicken cock.
Yep.
Cheers. All
right. Rare breed is awesome, see?
Okay.
But we're back on the chicken cock. And if you want to come over and get some cock, the door's open.
I just smelled
what do you get?
Big time honey.
Okay. And what else, though? Take a sip.
Okay.
See, I just want to see if we're close. And there's not a right or wrong answer.
Is there mint? Mm. Tobacco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I taste the tobacco now. But when I smelled it, I was like, oh, man.
I know this sounds weird, but I get a fruity tobacco flavor. Not like I'm it's, I can't, I wish I could explain it. I know that I like the chicken cock. I'm not going to say the other.
Yeah.
It surprises you. I'm so excited that I went back, and that's why I wanted to make sure Sue's had it, because to me, when I took that last, yeah, no, that's not what I'm getting there.
Oh.
There was a big fruit blast.
Yeah, I did not get the fruit. But again, you know, I'm picking up something totally different.
Maybe a
grapefruit?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, something citrusy. I don't know.
Maybe just some sort of citrus. Orange. Orange.
There it is. Yeah, I just got that, like the rind.
It's just orange.
Yes. Yeah, and we're having a breakthrough tonight.
And it's a riny orange.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know how that just got eating the
whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't taste. It tastes kind of like.
So,
yeah,
this.
It has a weird taste. Okay. That's really old good.
Old fashioned 101, right? Yeah. Here. That, I think, is going to be my next time we do old fashioned.
I see an old fashioned party coming on. Yeah.
With the cock.
We could definitely dress up in 1920s attire. Mom needs to come over for some old fashions.
Yes.
And Gigi too.
Oh yes,
Gigi
day.
Loves her whiskey. She's had two COVID shots, so she's
ready to go.
She's feeling a little down today.
Oh, that's
she's a little she's a little sore, and Dr. Oz says that's what happens. So it's all good.
You want to try this?
Yeah, I do. I want to try the Long Branch again. What is this?
That's the Long Branch.
This is Long Branch.
Since we're having family time right now.
I know what I was going to ask you. So you had told everybody that you did a men's blind tasting, mm-hmm. where no one knew what they were drinking, what they were actually having.
Exactly.
So, and how many did you do, you said?
We had four
different ones. Okay, so four different whiskeys. They did not know what they were drinking, and which is the one that, and none of the ones that we're drinking tonight were there, but... Who won?
So Wild Turkey 101 won the whole freaking shooting match.
Yeah.
And that's a blind made. It was done by, let's see, what do we have? One, two,
you
three,
have a bunch
four,
of guys
five,
here.
Six. I think there were seven of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of ran it. We just worked through it.
Yeah.
I talked about each whiskey bourbon that they were having. And
everybody voted.
Everybody took their tasting notes, mm-hmm. wrote down what they were tasting. And then one thing led to another, and Wild Turkey 101 did it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And that was a fun evening, a really fun evening. So this
is not doing a wine taste. I mean, I'm sorry, whiskey tasting. Doing a whiskey tasting is not just for men. Like, it's fun for the ladies and actually even mixed groups. There's so many different ways that you can set it up. Hey, show your little kit just for people that might want to see what you can do to if you're wanting to learn more about whiskey and like the scent, like what you're supposed to be smelling or tasting, and it kind of gives you an idea of what you're looking for in whiskeys. The bourbon nosing kit.
So
great gifts.
Got this
for
Christmas from my beautiful, wonderful wife. And the guy that put this together is Chris Walters. And Chris is on Instagram at Knows Your Bourbon, N-O-S-E.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he's spot on with this idea. It's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not real good at it. I don't know if it...
Take some time,
I don't
maybe.
Know. You know, I feel like that I should be better at nosing it. I know that I have a pretty good taste for different whiskeys. There's some that I don't like. There's others that I can't get enough of. But he's put together, and there's obviously there's different styles. But this one was done on November 20th. He does it through Etsy. It has a batch number on it. I know you can't really see all this, but it has like all the different,
all the different flavors and smells. So you can,
that you may or may not have.
Honey, clove, allspice, cherry, oak, peanut, tobacco, leather, black pepper, cinnamon, vanilla, caramel. So it has everything.
Everything that you would think you'd pick up. Yes.
Great gift.
Highly recommend for the loved ones in your life, especially Valentine's
girls
coming up.
Girls or boys. It doesn't have to be just for the men. So
shout out Chris.
Yeah.
Knows Your Bourbon.
At Knows Your Bourbon. That's a great gift on Etsy. And I'm sure
I know there's no way Chris has waited for 50 minutes to watch this, but anyway, it's pretty cool.
Big C wants one. That's cool. Yeah. Hey, Valentine. Hey, Valentine's Day, Maddie.
Yeah. Valentine's.
No. So, you can also go to, now I know that there's probably other restaurants and bars that might do this, but I do know that there are actual whiskey tasting kits out there, and I know the Flatiron Room has them, and they have like four or five different options. They range from about $115 to $150, I don't know, something like that.
They have
American all the way to all the different foreign countries. Which how many whiskeys do they have in that restaurant?
Over a thousand. 1,500 or something.
Yeah, I can't remember what Tommy said when we talked to him, but
amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And being there and seeing it in their cages and on the shelves and stuff was incredible too. Sorry, we get so excited about that restaurant or that bar or whatever. Just you, if you're listening, you got to go. So, and we are going back. So, New York trip, D.
Shout out.
anything else in our notes? Let's see. Okay, so Long Branch, Daniel wanted to let everybody know that Long Branch came in second place in y'all's tasting that y'all did, your blind tasting. Long Branch.
Oh,
came in second place.
I was looking like, okay, so we. Sorry.
That's okay.
We talked.
He's like, eh.
Yeah. We talked barrel strength, cask strength. Basically, all that is it's just a whiskey that has not been diluted. Okay, meaning that it is a whiskey that is as coming straight off the barrel as you can. And I think personally, I think that's why I like them, because you're getting the actual flavor.
Yeah,
you're tasting it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And if you ever get an opportunity to go to a distillery or go check one out, we have one locally here in Fort Worth, TX Whiskey. It's a fun distillery tour. I highly recommend don't go in July. That sucks. But right now would be a really good time.
Yeah.
And they've actually moved locations, and they're over in East Fort Worth at an old golf course called the Whiskey Ranch now. And
that's cool.
Their whiskey is not bad. I had some of their bourbon recently, and actually
I've heard it's sweet.
Actually enjoyed
it. But I don't know about the bourbon, but I've heard their whiskey.
Yeah, the whiskey's really sweet.
Yeah.
But it's a fun sipper as well. So, you know, there's always stuff like that you can do. But you know, shout out Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Hopefully we can pull that little situation off and see where we go.
Yep, she likes TX. Yep, I've never had TX. I wouldn't even know, but I definitely have always wanted
to.
I know, I've always wanted to try it. But anyway, yeah. Hi, thanks for joining. Thank you guys so much for participating and commenting and joining us. And hopefully you had some whiskey yourself while you listened to us chit-chat and had a great old time doing this. I don't know. What else do we want to say about our stuff? Is there anything else that you wanted to...
There's not a bad whiskey.
Yeah.
There's only good whiskey. And there's not a wrong way to drink your whiskey.
Yeah.
Don't ever think that you've got to do it a certain way.
Yeah.
If you want it with Coke in it, put Coke in it.
Put Coke.
If you want it with cherry limeade.
Wow. Yeah.
Drink it with cherry limeade.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to drink it neat, let us drink it neat.
But shout out to anybody and everybody, and whiskey is good. Okay.
All right. Cheers again.
All.
Thank you guys
Thank
so
y'all.
Much for joining us. We'll see you next Wednesday. Who knows who's going to be our next guest?
Maybe
see y'all
me.
Later. Yeah. Bye.
Bye, guys.